Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, Dr. Bloom was reading a passage from Acts 17, 24 through 31 before closing. Let's continue with that today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
They might remove our tax-exempt status if we take a stand. So, let them do it. Don't think God can take care of you? They remove your church's tax-exempt status because they preach the word and take a stand? Give more to that church because they're standing. Rejection from family and friends? Well, you find in the book of Mark that Jesus' friends and then later his family comes because they think he's crazy. Try to take him out of there. They might call you a homophobe. Well, if I'm a homophobe because I stand against the filthy, rotten, ugly sin of homosexuality as according to the Word of God, then I'd rather be that than be called a Bible phobe and a God phobe, because using their definitions, they're obviously a Bible and a God phobe. Now, we need to stand and witness for our Lord if you're saved. If you're not saved, I trust you'll come, because the Bible's right about hell, but it's also right about salvation. I want to read these verses in closing from Acts chapter 17, verses 24 through 31. God hath made of one blood all nations of men, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, to know all men, their race, their futures, and the details of their lives. God must be omniscient, eternal, boundless. He has done this so that they would seek the Lord. Listen to verse 27, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Now, the Lord's not hard to find, for he is not far from every one of us. He is the sustainer and the source of all life. In him we have our life and being. We are also his offspring. Verse 28 says, for in him we live and move and have our being, as are certain also of your own poets have said, for we also are his offspring. And then he goes on, verse 29, for as much as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. Look. Our God is not the gods of gold and silver or stone graven by man's hand and device. They have these images they make. It's funny. If you want to move the image, they've got to pick it up and move it. If it was such a great God, it could move itself. Then we look at verses 30 and 31. In the times of this ignorance, that's what God calls it, the time of this ignorance God winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he'll judge the world in righteousness, by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, that he hath raised him from the dead. See, mankind has not known this God. But God has been patient. He hates the sin. He hates all sin, and therefore he commandeth all men everywhere to repent, as we just read. To gain the forgiveness based on the work of that man whom he hath ordained, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, as the final sacrifice and as a righteous judge. We can be sure of this because the sacrifice was slain, and God raised him from the dead, and God accepted his sacrifice for us. Some mocked at the declaration of this mighty God. Some refused to act. Others believed. My friend, that's what I'm asking you. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also lets us know that Jesus is the only way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He's the only way to be saved from your sin and have eternal life. In Acts 4:12, it says, there is none other name given among men where you must be saved. My friend, the very first thing is that you've got to admit, I'm a sinner. And as Romans 3:23 says, I've sinned come short of the glory of God. Secondly, we must understand what our destiny is without Christ. Where he says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages is what we've earned. Wages is what we have coming to us. For the wages of sin is death, final, complete separation from God forever into the lake of fire. But the gift, not something that we've earned, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So understand that you don't get saved by your works. Christ did all the works, as Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace, that is the grace of God, for by grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Straight from God, friend. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that profound? He died for us, as filthy and rotten as we are. And so it says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, he's Lord, and he's Jesus, the sin bearer, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that is, literally, bodily, physically, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now, that's believing unto the righteousness of Christ being accepted for you and for the payment of your sin to make you acceptable before God. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. I sometimes share this, but as a pastor, I've performed I don't know how many weddings. But I've found that we have a rehearsal. And after the rehearsal, although they said all the same words that you would say in the wedding time, when they walk away from the rehearsal, they're not married, even though they said the right words. But the next day, when they do get married, they say the same words. There's a difference. The day before, they walked away to different homes, different places, and they could even ignore what that practice and not be married. But the next day, after their vows and saying, I do, they are then married, and they walk away together. In the marriage ceremony, the husband, the groom, makes the promises first. He's the one that says, I do first. He's the one that says the vow first. And then the bride is the one that says it next. Now, the groom says it, but the bride doesn't. They're still not married. The bride has to agree. Then they are husband and wife. And in like matter, my friend, God has already said, him that come to me, I'll in no wise cast out. But you come to him, just like the marriage. God is the head. He's the husband. You are subjected. And if you're not willing for him to come into your life, to cleanse you of your sin, to become your God, to become your Father, to become your Lord, you're not willing for him to do that, then he doesn't save you. You can believe that he died for you and rose from the dead, as James tells us. In James chapter 2, the devils believe it and tremble. But until you're willing to, for him to cleanse you of your sin. Now, you can't take your sin from you. You can straighten out your life some, but you can't take your sin. You can't cleanse your heart. Jesus can. If you're willing for him to do that, you believe that he died for you, was buried, and 3 days later rose bodily from the grave, he will save you. For he says, for whosoever, Romans 10:13, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. One day, that whosoever was Andy Bloom. One day, that whosoever was Dr. Mark Hopper, our station manager. One day was Brother Tim Rowe, our assistant pastor and school administrator. One day, that might have been you. And if you're not sure if you die today, that you go to heaven, today, that whosoever could be you. Put your name in there, for if your name, whosoever, shall call upon the name of the Lord, that is, believing in your heart that he died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, that he was buried and bodily rose from the dead, and that he was God come in the flesh to save your soul, and you're willing for him to cleanse you of your sin and to be your Lord and God, then you call upon him. And God, who does not lie, says that he will save you. We do that right now. Right where you are, I want to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, please pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all my sins. I believe 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. Invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. I give you my heart and my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, the Bible says also in Romans 10:11, for whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. So, why not do this? Write us and let us know, whether you email us, call us, send us a letter, and let us know that you prayed with us today and asked the Lord to save you. Tell a friend, if you go to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, tell them. If you don't, look in your pages for Fundamental Independent Baptist in the yellow pages of a phone book or on the line. You can usually find it just faster, and find out one in your area. Call them up. Tell them the decision that you've made listening to the radio today. And then, my friend, as well, look to our webpage if you can and find the booklet Building Blocks. It'll tell you how to begin in this new life for Christ. If you're not with access to the computer, then write us, and we will send that to you. Well, I see that our time is up. I want to thank you for listening today to The Lamp and Light. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.